Welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. This podcast is for self-employed business owners just like you, who really want to grow their business and become successful and profitable, but without all the stress and hassle. I want to share my 30 years of business experience to show you how simple it can be to earn more money and how you can get organized without needing a business degree or any other qualifications. I'll be talking about the easy steps that you can put in place right now to start earning more money today and to help you get the business that you deserve and dream of. Without further ado, let's get started. This week's podcast is sponsored by Pocket PA, helping self-employed business owners to get organized, understand their finances, and do their accounts all in one place using a powerful online tool. If you're serious about making a profit and having a successful business, then using a simple digital web app like Pocket PA is the best way to grow and scale your business. Visit pocketpa.com for more details and start managing your money like a pro today. Hello and welcome to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. Today, I'm talking about playing small in your business and not reaching the goals that you dream of. I have not just one, but I've got two great guests this week, best friends Renee and Megan, who are based over in Canada, and they deliver incredible trainings and support for self-employed business owners, and they're experts in self-sabotage, and they help you take back control in your life. So if you feel like the results in your own business aren't happening fast enough, then sit tight, listen on, and we're going to explore all these things and how you can get to the next level of success in your business. I want to find out how Megan and Renee started working together in their business and how they've grown to help people all over the world now with what they do. Thanks for joining us. Hello, Megan and Renee. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. We're good.
So good. I'm Megan, by the way.
And I'm Renee.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Lovely to have you here. So overwhelm in your business, managing stress. I know you guys are experts in those sort of things. First of all, would you like to just let our listeners know how you two met and your journey into working together and setting up your self-employed business? That would be great.
Yeah, I think the best way, we were talking about this kind of last night, because we go back a long way without going back a long way. But really, we came together at a time where we really needed what we created the most, and that we were running, each of us had our own business, and we were just really struggling with like the connect and the support and wanting people to understand like what you're going through to the level that you're going to, and being able to like ask those different questions and wanting to do something different. And Kindred was really born, and like what Renee and I have created it from is something that we felt was massively missing from both of our lives.
And it was like the emotional support that isn't really available. I remember I have a special needs son, and I remember being at like a really low moment and just Google searching like community and help and, you know, programs and all the things that I could do, and nothing would show up. Everything was government based. Everything was like provincial based. Everything had to have referrals to go into it. And it was just at that point where it's just like, I didn't have the means of getting any of that because he wasn't at the level that was able to get referrals yet. And so we created this community for that extra support. So it's like, you can move forward and work on your business, and you can be supported in your personal life. So when it doesn't have to be like work versus life, and nothing has to like come crashing down or being in that distracted mode, because there's the support that you've been looking for.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody came to you and they said, what is your business? What do you do? In a nutshell, how would you explain that?
Yeah. So we help women focus on growth in their business when it comes to playing small, when it comes to overwhelm, and finding that balance between work and life, but what works for them best. And what can, like we always say, it's if we take your greatest weakness and turn it into your greatest strength. We don't ask you to change who you are to fit into someone else's mold. We take what your characteristic traits are and your behavioral traits are, and we have you utilize those and work a routine or a schedule that works for you, if that even works for you, and get you into this higher productive state for it to flourish the way that you want to. So you have success in business and you have success at home, and you don't have to feel like you have to sacrifice one for the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you two met at a time when you said you each had separate businesses, and whereabouts did you meet? How did you collide into each other and meet each other?
Yeah. So yeah. We're from a small town. So I actually went to school with Megan's middle brother. Yeah. And so I knew of her, but because I was younger, she didn't quite know of me. But that's kind of where that started, with like us knowing each other. But then I was starting my own business and Megan had her own business, and we were, I don't know how you would say it, but it's like, we were starting to get into contact like via text. Mm-hmm. And just like, hey, how's it going? Like, this is what this is. She was doing an MLM, like a multi-level marketing business at the time.
So you were business buddies effectively, and you were both doing your own separate businesses, and you started to message with each other for your support network. Okay.
Yeah. We had connected on Facebook through like a mutual contact through like the MLM that I was working with. And we just kind of started, Renee had the post and was like really supportive of it. And I remember like she messaged me, and then I just kind of like, hey, like we're coming into the same stuff. We should hang out. And then, yeah, it was just one of those things. We like messaged back and forth for a bit. And then I was at the tail end of a separation and divorce and moving out of my house and into apartment. That's like the first day that I met Renee, like in person, and she came, and it was just like, no, it was just one of this, like, you know, and like, you just, this is why it's like called kindred too. It's like, you just meet those people that you know that are supposed to be in your lives for whatever reason. And you find like this kindred spirit. And that was like Renee and I, and just like grew from there.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to do it, set up your own business together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the story.
So I had a stroke and I wasn't able to drive. And so we were just still at like that texting level friendship, but I wasn't able to drive. So she came out to see me and she would keep me company during the day and things like that. And then that's when we realized that we spoke really well together, because I'm very straight to the point and she can take what I say and
elaborate
on it. So it's like, we realized that we were able to, I don't say like hit, but like resonate with different people in different levels with that. And we had the same type of knowledge and we connected the dots the same kind of way. And so we started a Facebook group together. It was like just a one-off membership type thing of like helping people learn to connect with themselves and their spirituality and like their different types of self-care. And it kind of just grew from there and expanded the way that it did. And it was like an overnight thing. It was very fast. We went from like 600 people in a group to like 2000 almost overnight.
So you were the yin and the yang for each other effectively.
Yes. Yes. We joke about that because we actually have like the same vehicle. And I have a black one and Renee has a white one. And it's like, we're yin yang
and salt and pepper. Yeah. Yeah.
So how far into your friendship did you sort of think, gosh, we've got sort of some really collaborative, complementary skills, and we could actually support people in a different direction. And I actually want to leave the businesses behind that you were each doing and for you to form a new business? Or did you start your new business alongside you each sort of still working in your existing businesses?
Yeah, we kind of like, I think we were like business, like right from the beginning, like it was like the business friendship at the beginning, and then it turned into friendship. And then we're like, ooh, if we like amalgamated, like, mm-hmm. like we're doing really well. Like we do really, like Renee said, we do really well together. Like if we just take both of what we do and like bring it all together and like make this new little soup. Yeah.
So we've been in business for 6 years, but we like to joke and say legally only two, as in tax paying for 2 years.
Yeah. Because we've reached the threshold to pay taxes, not because we don't want to.
So yeah, we were probably in like that weird friendship state for about 6 months, maybe a year, less than a year for sure.
Yeah.
When we started that group, and so it was like 6 months, and then we were working on the group, the community, because there's more of a community when it first started, because it was just for support. We didn't really treat it as a business. There were certain events that we would host that people would pay in, but it would just cover the costs. And that was about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
Yeah.
When we started like doing like those events. And then it was like, after those 2 years, it was like the 2 years that we like registered and incorporated as a business and really went in like full website, really took it up.
Yeah. It was actually almost 3 years ago to the day that I had to leave an abusive relationship very shortly. And that's how we came to start living together. And that's when we're like, hey, no, like let's, we put the, like, both the businesses where everything was together and we're like, mm-hmm. we're going all in with this.
Yeah. We had a hard conversation about it because we combined financials and the bank accounts and we did all of it. And it's just like individual sessions that Megan does, we both get paid for, individual sessions that I do, we both get paid for. And so we had to have that like conversation of like, are you okay with this? Cause like, I'm okay with this, but like, if you're not okay with this, we have to figure
this out. Like, we should probably say something now.
That's a very grown up conversation, isn't it? Because, you know, going into business and working with a friend and your best friend and actually living under the same roof with your kids and your family and your husband, that's a huge commitment. That is very much all in. Did you talk about, did you have like legal contracts in place in case, you know, things weren't didn't work out? Because those sorts of things could. Okay.
The lawyers that we know would probably die knowing that.
No, we didn't. We trust ourselves to be able to have the hard conversations. And we trust ourselves that even if something gets complicated, we know we're not going to leave. Mm-hmm. And we set that boundary in the very beginning that this was like, we had this conversation where it's like, if something goes wrong, we have to talk about it. If mm-hmm. something goes wrong, we have to like be able to like be, you know, like the grown-ups in the situation, and we can make this work because it is what we want. And we do trust each other with that. And there has been situations that come up that have proven that trust. Mm-hmm. And every single day, it just like grows more and more. And it's actually ironic because a lot of people who come to us asking about advice for partnership and business partnership, we usually tell them not to do it. Because a lot of people aren't at the state where they can have those types of conversations and that type of vulnerability and have the ability to stay, we say, call it staying in the room, where they have the ability to stay in that conversation until it's the end, even if something isn't resolved yet, mm-hmm. For both to be able to feel heard, seen, and understood in what's coming up. And we, that's one of the habits and one of the behavioral traits that we have been working on with each other. It's not that energetic or like emotional door slam of like, you know, like F this, I'm out kind of idea. And so like, that's really taken us to the next level with that and the mm-hmm. trust.
Cause we've both had business and friendships like beforehand that did not go well. So it was a conversation that we had to say, like, listen, we both know what our like past experiences are like. And a lot of the emotion comes from like having to fight leaving. Cause you don't want to leave. Like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way. So it's just like,
yeah. And one of the promises we made each other too, and it's something that we know that we will stand by, is like, we'll never expect them to choose the business over something yes. personal. Mm-hmm. And we know that the business and the friendship will be chosen. But if it came down to business or friendship, we'd choose friendship.
100%.
Okay. So you would draw a line in the sand for your business and decide to go your separate ways. Interesting. So it sounds like, just if I can recap, you started off with sort of a community for your company called Kindred, and you started off as a community, and then you moved forwards and you started to do some one-to-one sessions with people. And then you have put together a course in the sort of the more latter stages, which you're now offering out. Is that the only way that people work with you, either on a one-to-one or a course basis?
No, we have like a few different options for things. We have our free Facebook community, which is the Kindred Trail Blazers, which is that original home base. And then we have a monthly subscription group called Moving Forward. And that's where you can get like that taste of coaching and that taste of like that next level of community. And then we do, one of our favorite things to do is the in-person stuff. So we have workshops that we do that we brought to London that last week. We do the shift where you really help find your purpose on this planet and like your core values and who you are in life. And the one-to-one work that we do with coaching. But the favorite is, and I'm going to let Renee talk about this because this is like her heart, is we go to Disneyland on retreat it should be every year, but we're going this fall.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to do it over COVID, obviously, but this will be like the second one that we do. And we have a Disneyland retreat. And the purpose of that is to have you see what your value is as a human being and your worth. And so we pick one of the hardest places and most funnest places to go because it's not normal. As an adult, it's okay to go to the spa, but as an adult going to Disney without your children is hard to explain to people. And we fully believe that your self-love and your worthiness journey starts with speaking what you want. and being able to have those hard conversations with your spouses, with your kids, with your parents, with like the caretakers, with like when you're leaving, mm-hmm. and really putting yourself first in that way without the sacrificing of someone else.
Mm-hmm. It's like the ultimate permission slip in life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this retreat that's happening in the autumn time, what's the name of the retreat? Is it, and who's it suitable for?
Yeah. So it's, we just call it like Disneyland, the Kindred Disneyland Retreat. Like it's just the Disneyland Retreat. You can find it on our website. It's suited for women. It's women in business, but it doesn't have to be for women in business. It's women who want to know their like their value. It's women that want to know that they can take their power back with how they're treated and how they can have their self-love. And we very much focus on our quiz is like the value effect, which is everybody puts their personal value in money, business, or money, success, or people. And we help you dissect that. So you bring your power and your value back to you and who you are. So you're not letting all those other things define you. And when you can stand in your power with that, it will let you set boundaries easier. It will let you enjoy things easier. You're not always waiting for the shoe to drop. You're not always waiting for, you know, like that next, like, you know, the Murphy Law thing of, well, if something good happens, something bad has to happen. And it just really shows the dynamic of the power. I keep saying power, but it's like the power of who you are as the person and you finally telling you that you're worth it instead of the external validation of waiting for others to tell you that.
It's amazing because we do it. We are huge fans of hands-on practice. So with the Disneyland retreat, we do one day in conference and then we spend a night together. We have a group dinner and we go to the park and we do a first ride together. And then we have 2 days in the park. And it's an incredible place to actually practice what you've learned in the conference with taking your power back and having a supportive environment around you that feels like your level of fun and for people that understood and are also practicing the same thing. So it's like when you come up against what might feel a little bit of a resistance or like some emotions with it, that it's just you're just wholly supported in this incredible, magical place to be able to really feel what it's like. And it's nice too, once you know how that feels, it's easier to tap back into once you're at home and once you're back into like that regular, like that daily, the day-to-day that you can be like, no, I remember how this feels and I know what I want to get to.
You're really helping people to find how they can sort of grow in their business and get that balance in life and work and income and love, all those sorts of things. So if you have people, I know you work with people that are sort of dealing with overwhelm in their business and sort of incredibly stressed. What could you recommend some tips and tricks for putting in place a supportive routine to try and feel a bit happier at work? What would you suggest? Where could people start?
This is great because it's usually probably not what we expect because we don't always recommend routine. I think there's like different things that you need to know about yourself to be able to like really see what's coming back. So what we teach is all about personal responsibility. So instead of controlling everything on the outside, what can you control on the inside and having that awareness to what's actually happening? Because a lot of the times what we think is the problem isn't actually the problem. So it's like being able to have the awareness of like what's going on.
Yeah. We fully believe that overwhelm is actually a form of self-sabotage and that you do it not necessarily intentionally because a lot of it is subconscious, but you allow yourself to be overwhelmed, which lets you shut down, which lets you procrastinate. And so when it comes to the overwhelm, it's really sitting back, reminding yourself that it can be fun, that you can do what you want to do instead of what you feel like you have to do to meet like a formula or someone else's strategy. You can incorporate it, but you can still do it on your terms, which is where the control comes in. And that with it, like being that form of self-sabotage is really dissecting what you're actually overwhelmed about. And so if you can get to not necessarily the root of what the overwhelm is, but dissecting it, sorry, I still have a little bit of a cough, dissecting it from the, okay, well, I'm overwhelmed because there's just a lot of work that I have to do, or I'm overwhelmed because I have a lot of work to do, but I actually just want to spend time with my family, or I'm overwhelmed because I have all these other personal obligations that I have to do, but now like I am sitting here trying to do those things. I'm gaining resentment because I want to work on my business. And so this is where the personal responsibility side comes in, because it's like, what boundaries can you set? And boundaries is me respecting you and you respecting me, but also me respecting me. And so if I'm doing things out of obligation, I'm going to build resentment and then I'm not going to want to show up. And so you like what we, with the overwhelm, it's like your job with overwhelm is to see where that's where the self-sabotage comes in, is because if you're doing things out of obligation for other people, or you're people pleasing, or you're going to all of these family events and you want to work on work, you're doing it to procrastinate. And you're doing it because you don't want to say no. And there is trauma responses in there, but a lot of it is just fear.
I think a lot of, I love how you've explained that, but I think for a lot of solo self-employed business owners, when they are working by themselves for themselves and they're just the only person in their business, it can just not take very much for it to suddenly layer upon layer. And you've got a lot of, you know, you are the front facing, you're the front stop, the back stop, the side buffers. There is only you in your business. And, it can be quite lonely and isolating sometimes. So it doesn't take an awful lot. You just have a rubbish day at work and suddenly, you know, things can start to build. And then you haven't got back to all of those clients and you've got to manage all your sort of admin stuff and you've got to do the cleaning and you've got to do, and, you know, none of that is, as somebody that's in a business would perhaps think, I'm self-sabotaging. It's just literally the way it is. I've got all of these things to do. Yes. And it feels like an operational challenge rather than anything to do with self-sabotage. They're not choosing that. It's not that they haven't put boundaries in place. So how would you respond to that?
For that part of it, what I would say is we often think that we need accountability, but it's not an accountability partner you need. It's a support partner. So you don't need someone telling you what to do because you already know what you have to do. And if someone's telling you what to do, you're just going to get frustrated and mad, because nothing's worse than someone telling you, well, just do it, because if you could just do it, you would. So the support partner and what to look for is, this isn't a spouse, this isn't a friend, it's someone that is detached from your outcome, because you want someone that can support you, that isn't going to hold you back because they don't care if you succeed or not. It doesn't affect them. They want you to succeed because they love you as a human, but they don't care if you succeed or not, because it's not actually going to like directly affect their quality of life. Or like with a friend, they might hold you back subconsciously because they don't want you to leave them behind, kind of idea. So when it comes to finding someone for support, it's, you need someone that's going to cheer you on. You need someone that's going to be able to give you non-biased opinions. You're going to need someone that's going to be like, no, like, you know, like sometimes it's just a different way of thinking. So it's not necessarily giving a solution, but it's like, well, if you're having problems with this, this, and this, why don't you focus on this first? Because this is what you love. And so when you can have that handholding, like what you mentioned, that's what you should look for. Instead of an accountability partner, you should look for like that handholder. So you don't feel lonely. Someone who can think, not necessarily think like you, but have the same type of life, role, like life journey style. As you, lifestyle is like, so it's like someone who else is an entrepreneur, someone else who's like starting their own business, someone else who has kids, who has families and has the same dynamic as you, because that's when they'll understand. And it's not always about having to listen to the advice that they give, but knowing that there's someone who understands, because everybody wants to be seen, heard, and understood, and accountability partners don't necessarily offer that. And so you can have accountability and you can have support.
Yeah. I think too, a big thing that you can do that serves the best on the personal level is being able to do your self-care first, but knowing that self-care isn't always just like meditation or a bubble bath or like working out, that like, what is your self-care? What do you need in the morning before you can show up like at your best for that? And then also letting go of the order in which things need to be done. Cause we think that we're like, hey, once we do all this, then we'll do this. That it's like, no, it's like developing that trust with yourself, that it's like, I'm going to do what I feel like I'm in the energy for doing, and then trusting that it'll all get done in the end.
Perfect. Thank you. That's really helpful, because I think overwhelm is one of the biggest things that a lot of small business owners really feel. That's so great. Thank you so much for sharing with us. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, particularly that Disney retreat, and they want to connect, what's the best way for them? Where could they go to find you?
Absolutely. On our website at kindredscc.ca. And that's along the top there under retreat. So you can find us on social media at Kindred with Renee and Megan on Facebook and Instagram.
Great. What a great Earn More, Stress Less episode this week, hearing from Megan and Renee today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Have a fabulous day and week ahead, whatever it is that you are up doing.
Thanks for listening to the Earn More, Stress Less podcast with me, Caro Sison. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, then do hit subscribe so we can catch up again soon. And please kindly leave a review if you've got a moment and share with anyone else that you think this podcast could help on their self-employed journey. If you're ready to make bigger breakthroughs in your business life and want to get way more organized and understand your finances the really simple way, then start your very own 14-day free trial today using the super powerful software tool Pocket PA that I made for my own son and daughter. Go to pocketpa.com/podcast and let's get you on the way to earning more money and stressing much less. Have a great week, whatever you're doing.